It's Sunday, January 6th in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the 2008 Consumer Electronics Show. I'm Jason Lopez. It kicked off tonight with a keynote by Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates.
Who are you expecting? Superman?
Will, what money can't buy.
Probably never heard him like this before. This was a special video made sort of making fun of the fact that his last day is coming up and he'll soon be a part-time worker at Microsoft. See if you can identify some of the voices in this video.
That's good for the set, man. You want to let it go or you want to keep going?
Well, am I ready to take my shirt off?
Not yet.
Feel yourself going back, lean a little forward. Just think.
Now that's Matthew McConaughey helping Bill Gates do a little weightlifting and also some meditation.
Big Pippin, yeah, you know me.
Got it. Killed it, Billy G.
Hey,
this is a recording session where Bill Gates did some rap sessions for Jay-Z.
Unretire?
I can't play Bill Gates. It's just not something I'm good at. Why don't you get Russell Crowe to do it? You'd be... Oh, you did, yeah. How about Tom Hanks? You work... Passed on that one, too.
And here he is talking on the phone to George. That is, George Clooney, who might play Bill Gates in some fictional film. And here's a guitar lick that Bill supposedly played from the game Guitar Hero as an audition for a spot in the band U2.
Dude, wasn't that the craziest riff you've ever heard?
But here are some of the more realistic moments in Bill Gates' keynote address before the CES crowd on the eve of the 2008 CES convention.
I really don't think it's an accurate representation of what's likely to happen, but that it was fun to put together. The transition, in fact, has been going very well with Ray Ozzie and Craig Mundy stepping up to take over my full-time responsibilities. And of course, after the transition, I'll have a few projects that I pick that are still about the magic of software, including things like how software can advance education and how software can advance healthcare around the world. And so, the foundation of the second digital decade, the advances taking place there, will be very, very important in that quest. The second digital decade will be more focused on connecting people. It'll be more focused on being user-centric. Microsoft will deliver platforms that will let people build applications. But those applications will run not only on the PC, they'll run up in the internet or in the cloud, as we say, on the phone, in the car, in the TV. The applications will use the best of rich platforms and those internet services. When we talk about services, we mean a huge variety of things and things yet to be invented. The mapping services, the payment services, the friends lists and storage that you can have in a very effective way up in the cloud itself. These services will span work and business. The personal computer has always been a device that spanned that boundary. That's been part of the beauty of it. And so even things that are incredibly oriented to the business side will be able to do at scale and simplify them with cloud-based approaches. So a lot of big advances will underlie this new class of applications. Things that we haven't tackled yet, things like the ultimate change to all of TV or to reading or to healthcare and education, those will be enabled by these elements. The three key elements I'd highlight are, first, high-definition experiences everywhere. Screen technology is getting better, not just the high-definition displays, but projection that will let us project onto every wall. Your desk, we won't just have the computer on the desk, but in the desk. So a meeting room table as you're collaborating, in the living room as you want to bring up and play games with something like a Surface or organize your photos. It will just be there and easy to manipulate, easy to change and have multiple people connect up. The quality of the rendering, whether it's playing something like a game or walking through the downtown with a virtual earth type concept, will be very, very rich. 3D environments will exist for many of the web experiences, walking through a store, meeting people in a social 3D environment. And so we'll apply high quality video, high quality audio in a very pervasive way. Second, all of these rich devices will be service connected. And so getting the latest software, the browsing the applications and getting your data, you'll just take that for granted. The idea of when you take a photo that it shows up in the place that you like it to show up, that'll be extremely simple. No longer will users have to bridge between the devices, and they're the ones who have to remember what's where. By having essentially the master of what's going on, sort of up in the cloud, things like backing up and connecting, searching across devices, will be very simple. And the information, of course, can be shared across many users in a very strong way. In fact, if you just pick up a device and authenticate who you are, then you'll connect up to your information. So when you get a new phone or want to borrow a device, it'll be a very, very simple thing to be up and running in a strong way. As you're moving around, even your activities that you want captured can be with stills and motion. And so organizing the memories that you have, the memories of your kids growing up, and having the system find what's relevant to you, presented in a rich way, that digital memory application will be one that is broadly used and very important. And yet, today, without these capabilities, it's something that you can't achieve. The devices will know your context. They'll know your location. Finally, the third element, perhaps the one that people underestimate the most, I would say, is the power of natural user interface. The first digital decade was largely driven by the keyboard and the mouse. Yes, in the last few years, we've started to see the emergence of other modes of interaction. Touch on Windows PC, touch on the iPhone, the Surface device that we're talking about. We started to see speech, the Tell Me capability built into the phone, the Ford Sync, where you get to talk and interact with your media or your phone capabilities. The reaction to those natural interface implementations has been very dramatic. People are very interested in a simpler way of navigating the information. And so the pen with ink, touch, visual recognition, all of these come together with the other elements to create very new experiences. Gestures so that you can get things done, sitting in front of the TV set. And so we're just at the beginning of this, and this is something the software industry will build into the platform so individual developers don't have to go off and do that complicated work. Even areas where we haven't thought about software empowerment, like a retail experience, walking in and picking a product that you want to customize, or home automation, is finally, I think, simple enough that we can bring it forward with natural user interface. So some key elements that are very different and show that the long-term research and innovation that we've done over the previous years will come together and be drivers for these next 10 years. A key building block, certainly for Microsoft, is the Windows platform. We'll evolve that and use it as the centerpiece building block. This last year was an incredible year for PCs. PC sales grew over 13%, of course, off a really gigantic base, and it's been amazing to see that. Next year, again, the prediction is for double-digit growth. A year ago, we launched Vista. I'm pleased to say that we've got over 100 million people using Vista now, and that's a very significant milestone for the kind of applications development and special hardware work that we think is very important. We have great partners building neat new form factor PCs using the unique capabilities. A lot of these are portable devices. A lot of them are far more stylish than anything you've seen before, smaller. fitting into new ways that people use personal computers. We have online services. We and many other companies are seeing incredible growth in those. For us, our Windows Live now, over 400 million people using those services, including the new version rolled out a few months ago. Windows Mobile, over 10 million new users last year, and we'll double that in the next year. And so quite a variety of form factors and a growing platform there, because as the capabilities of the phone have now gotten so rich, the breadth of applications that you want to run there is getting larger and larger. And that is certainly an environment where the input has been a limiting factor, and the new platform capabilities will really allow you to do applications that weren't possible before.
And almost like a refrain in a piece of music, Bill Gates dons a guitar from Guitar Hero, along with Robbie Bach of Microsoft, to do a little bit of dueling guitar, although both of them never actually played the guitar. Robbie Bach had the Guitar Hero champion on his side as a ringer, and Bill Gates introduced Slash to end his keynote.
It turns out I've got one of my own ringer here. That's right. I've got one of the Guitar Hero 3 gods himself, Slash from Velvet Revolver.
For PodTech.net, I'm Jason Lopez at the 2008 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada.
I think you still owe me.
Yeah, Kelly, I hate to say it, but I think I owe him the $20. I think he once again got me. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. I will see you again next year. Thanks again.